Good evening. This is Real Talk Podcast with Original Nay and
Jeff T.
And tonight, we are here to discuss and decipher the new movie by Tyler Perry, Straw. And we got some questions and stuff. But first, we're going to have Just T do a prayer, and then I'm going to tell some fun facts, and then we'll jump right in.
Okay, so tell me about
Okay, guys, if you're not talking, you need to mute because we are recording. Jennifer, we need you to mute.
I'm twisting my palms. So what'd she say?
Hey, we need somebody to mute, please.
Click on me and let me a voicemail. Contact you and
who is that? I can't see who that is. Okay.
It's Jennifer. Jennifer.
Jennifer. Jennifer.
Jennifer, we need you to mute. All right, Just T, go ahead with your prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now just saying thank you. Thank you for another day. Father God, thank you for this podcast tonight, Father God, as we are about to decipher the movie Straw. Father God, as we do, Father God, let all opinions be what they are, Father God. Just cover us with your blood, Father God, as we do it, Father God. Let nobody be mad about anything because everybody has different opinions. But we thank you for this day that is ahead of us. Well, this night that is ahead of us, Father God. We ask you to cover us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to give some fun facts because we do this every time before we start our topic. So I've seen a roach can live for a week without its head. In Japan, roach. In Japan, it is impolite to blow your nose in public.
Okay. Do you get a ticket?
I don't know. They just said it was impolite. I guess you can do it, but people are going to look at you funny.
No,
all right.
If I'm there, going to Japan, don't blow my nose.
Right. Not in public anyway.
and wait, can I add to that real quick?
Yeah.
I knew that one. This one goes along with it. It's polite to burp after eating a meal.
It is?
It's a
in Japan?
It's a compliment. Oh,
wow. Well, that means the food was good, I guess.
That food was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, RC, for telling me that, because I didn't know that. All right. There is a crater on the moon named Walter. Now, you know how the vowels are A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y?
Uh-huh.
The longest word without a vowel is rhythm. Because rhythm. That means the Y is not a vowel in this word.
Okay,
now this one I want to say, well, why don't we have a cure yet if they know this? Elephants don't get cancer because they have something in their body that does not allow it. So why can't we get what they have so we don't get cancer?
Because elephants don't pay taxes.
Okay, and the last one I got is the brain is the texture of soft butter. So if somebody touches your brain itself, their hand could go right through it. Now I gotta tell a pet peeve because I received a message from somebody today that thought they were, I guess, talking to text and didn't read what they wrote before they sent it.
You're not talking about me, are you?
No.
Okay.
They're not on here tonight.
Okay.
But So I got this thing and said, Trump's vagina tariffs. And and it was a lot more to the message. So I said, I'm confused. I didn't know vaginas had tariffs. But so they came back and said, China tariffs. So autocorrect changed it to vagina, guys. My pet peeve is if you're going to talk to text, please read what you say before you send it.
So, as if I'm driving, you know I don't read it. I always, when you come back with, huh, what happened? I'd be like, this call text is taking me out.
Okay, before
you know, talk text, you know, talk to an algorithm, right?
Is so it?
It goes to the most used word that it sounds familiar.
That sounds familiar to him. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. So, before I go to the questions for tonight, for everybody that has seen the movie, why don't you guys that are on here, one by one, Trina, you call their names just to, since you can see it better than me, and then let them introduce themselves.
Okay. Deshaun. I seen, first of all.
Wait a minute, we're not talking about the movie. You introducing yourself.
No, I am.
Deshaun. Deshaun. Mm-hmm. Why are they calling you Deshaun?
Oh. That's because what they say.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I am 33. I have two children. I do have mental health issues, so this will be a great topic for me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So that's it.
Okay.
Courtney. All right. My name is Courtney. I'm 34 years old. I actually got a little girl on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations, sis.
Yeah. Congratulations, baby.
And I really like the movie Straw. When I watched it, like, it reminds me of how, like...
We're not going to get into it yet. We just introducing ourselves real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we ain't going to get into it yet. RC blank. Is RC still on?
He said he got kicked out, so he's trying to come back in.
Oh, there he is. He's back in.
Okay.
What else should I want to know? That's it.
Just yeah. Just who, okay. You know, yourself, your age, a little bit, you know.
Oh, and I sometimes struggle from mental health, depression and stuff like that. Sometimes.
Okay. Now join the crowd. All of us do. Who else we got?
RC.
Just introduce yourself a little bit, RC. Is he there? Oh, he said hold on. Okay. Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties with RC.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm getting kicked in and out. But I'm here. Just meet RC. Russian is a computer.
Did you say you was 50, RC?
50 years old.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Is that all we have? Just them three? Just T?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, it's better than nobody. All right. I'm going to start, and then we're going to take turns answering the questions. Just T will call you up after I ask the first question, and then each person will get the answer. So I have on here for number one, what is the core conflict or situation that drives Janiyah's actions, and how do all the pressures build to her breaking point?
Courtney, say that again.
My bad.
Okay. What is the core conflict or the situation that drives Janiyah's actions, and how do all the pressures build to her breaking point?
I guess about them being poor.
I don't really know.
You don't know the answer? You don't know what took her to her breaking point?
No, I mean...
I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't want to break in on her.
No, you can go ahead.
Yeah. From what I got, it was her daughter's death.
Yeah, but nobody knew about it until the end.
The sheriff. Oh, I'm sorry. Virginia, you wasn't done?
No, that was it. Yeah, okay. That's the sheriff.
Pretty much, it was like she going through. I'm looking for a word. I'm looking for a word that I could say. She was all over the place. So she, you know, it was. She ain't have nobody to depend on. You know that?
Exactly. She was a single mother.
Yeah. She was struggling with real life things that what nobody can relate to if you've never been through that before.
Right. That's true.
And that's coming from somebody that been through that before.
Amen.
I've been homeless twice, pregnant with, had just having my daughter. My daughter probably was at like 5 months. Then kind of found out I'm pregnant with my son, going into a homeless shelter. Damn near had a panic attack in a homeless shelter. Couldn't eat. You know, like, it was crazy. It was something like Jinhaya went through. You understand what I'm saying? Like, couldn't grasp for things. Like, you get put out. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Right.
You understand?
You like, got rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah. Then you think you can go to the person that you can go to because you're paying the rent. You asking them to help you out because your daughter, you understand what I'm saying? Your mental health, you can't think because of the noise. If it was that with me with the noise, I would have been dead. I go to, like, sometimes I may go to sleep. Sometimes I can't go to sleep.
Right, sometimes I understand. I can't sleep. I understand.
Like, so it's I can relate to that movie, bro.
Right.
What about you, Justine?
I definitely can relate. Like, I've had, when I was sick with cancer, I had to actually have my baby. And my baby lasted for 2 weeks. And so I know what it feels like to have a baby die on you and then you not really realize it. Like, you realize it, but you don't want to take an accountability that your child is gone until somebody tells you.
Exactly.
I definitely can relate to the movie. And it does mess with your mental a lot because it messed with my mental so bad with the I was like her. I was seeing things and believing things that were not there.
Mm. The part that got me was when we found out that her daughter had died the night before, and she went through all the things that she went through on like a daily basis, like it was a regular day. And that principal, just looking at her like she's crazy. And me not knowing that her daughter was already dead, because we seeing the daughter get out the car and go into the school.
Right, we saw that.
Right.
The principal.
The principal didn't see nothing.
The principal was looking at her like that because the people had came and took her kid, which I thought that they did, but they really didn't.
The baby died in the hospital.
That somebody had took her kid, right.
Okay, so
that was a hard part right there.
And then another thing, y'all know what hit me, it really hit the core with me. When a boss, when she got to work, she clocked in. Then the guy, the lady came in, she rung all her food up. And she like,
it's $30-something and something change. They like, oh, I normally do this on my week all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then
okay, I got you.
Then the dude through the glass, like, yo, that's really, could really be going on out here, y'all, because I literally worked at CVS on Bel Air Urban. I was a supervisor. So I kind of since we had a little something like that, but it didn't throw, it wasn't like they threw stuff at me, you know. It was like a little, they stealing and then they talking and stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It was bizarre. Like, it was wild, you know. And for your boss, for you to go in the back, get the mop, and then for you to get a phone call thinking that it's your school. Whole time, it's a bill collector.
Right.
You know, and you telling your boss, oh, I gotta go to my child's school, and they have no sympathy for you or your child.
All right. Is Jennifer still on here, too?
I don't care. As long as they stuff getting done, they don't care. I went through it.
That's like the people at social services. They think they better than somebody else, but they on food stamps and TCA too.
Yeah.
All right. Jennifer still on here? Just T?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So we're going to go to number two. What is the significance of the bank robbery and the hostage situation?
I think the significance of that was she just needed somebody to speak to. She needed somebody to see her. I think that's what that was about.
She just wanted to cash that check, guys.
$521. That's all she wanted. That's all she wanted to do was cash a check.
All she wanted to do.
And I felt like, y'all, granted, y'all know this girl coming to the bank every single day. Every day she coming to the bank.
Y'all seen that and y'all know her.
Right. So, granted, she ain't had no ID. First thing you should have did was, hold on, let me go get the manager. The manager can help you better than what I can because we know you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, she could make that decision to give you cash a check without your account on that.
And you notice the manager said that to her. She said, I know you.
Yep.
What'd you think about that, Courtney?
About what?
The significance of the bank robbery and the hostage situation.
I don't know.
She just keeps saying she don't know.
I don't know.
My biggest thing is, well, I got another question I didn't write down. How many of y'all wanted to whoop Tessa's butt?
I did.
I wanted to choke her out, because
yes.
It was getting on my nerves.
Yes.
I wanted to pull her through that scream and say, Tessa, just sit down, shut up.
And then the part when she just kept giving her money, she was like, why are you giving me all this money?
Ask her why she's doing that. All I want to do is cash my check.
Right.
But you know what got me too? It's how she went and wrote on that window that she didn't have a bomb and it was one gun. Like, what was the purpose when she went to the bathroom?
Right.
See, let me tell you, the purpose, black people don't care about black people. I'm just going to say that. And I'm going to tell y'all why. Because people don't sit back and really think about, like, what you really got going on. They just all they care about just themselves. Self.
Yeah.
Anything else you got going on, they don't care. You understand? Because if they cared, a lot of people wouldn't get smart.
You're right.
A lot of people would spare people feelings.
You're right about that, too.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's like, when you just can't spare people feelings, and you don't care. That means you have a cold heart. You have no heart.
Right. See, my biggest thing is, I was always taught, think about what you're about to say before you say it, because sometimes you can't take it back. Or if you can take it back and apologize, that person still remembers that.
We talk about that a lot on our radio station, and like I was going through that at one time because I'm the kind of person that just will say what's on my mind and then think about the repercussions afterwards. And so now I'm starting to change that and then think about what I say before I say it, because that has a big impact. You never know what you say to a person and how it affects them. Like, you can't go off on everybody.
Exactly.
I'm learning. Like, when people go on me in the cab, I'll be like, hey, I'm just a cab driver. Do you still need this ride?
Right. All right, number three. Now that we know her daughter died, how does the twist of Janiyah's daughter impact the narrative?
I mean, it makes sense to me for now. Yes. Why she was in such a state of disarray. You know, because I mean, when I first saw it, before I realized that that's what happened, her daughter had passed, I was just thinking that this is just an array of bad coincidences.
So, did you know that at the beginning? Or?
No, I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that her daughter had already passed. I was just thinking. I mean, the way he said the story, it was real nice, you know? The way
It definitely had a twist, because I definitely had my mouth dropped when I heard that her daughter was dead.
When Papa says, Janiyah, she died at the hospital last night, I said, well, wait a minute, hold on. And then when the people came in with the guns and it looked like they had killed her, I said, Tyler Perry, why would you let her die? But then she was just daydreaming. And when the lady called her name, she was like, Janiyah. And she was like, let's walk out together. I'm like, oh, okay, so she did get shot? That threw me off. I was like, why would they just bust in there like that and kill her?
Right. That's what she wanted to happen, I feel like. Okay. Because now that she knew, like, what am I here for? I came here.
A lot of sense.
Like, because to be honest, I had two kids. And everything that Janiyah was going through, I go through every day. But it ain't like where, you know, I don't have a car, but it get frustrating not having a car. You understand what I'm saying? And gotta deal with the PTSD, gotta deal with the depression, gotta deal with the anxiety, gotta deal with the you're not getting along with other people, so which is the exhaustion anxiety. If it, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's hard.
Business is real.
Yeah, it's real. It's real, real.
Saturday, and that's what the therapist on, and we just broke that down on Saturday, and it's really real.
It is. Yeah. It's out there, and you know, all it does is take somebody to ask for some help. You know, the worst somebody could tell you is no.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this. When I was staying in the shelter, I told them people every day that I needed to talk to somebody. And I did not let up on them until the therapist came out and I followed her back in the room. And I talked her to death for a whole hour and a half without even realizing that I had just spilled everything to this lady without even knowing what her name was. And then at the end she says, well, our next session should be very interesting. Oh, shoot. I didn't talk to this lady, and I didn't even give her a chance to ask me questions. But that's what happens. When our mentality is not there, we just seem to, all we want to do is tell somebody what's going on.
Right.
We have somebody around us that will listen to us and not judge us. Like, I just wanted somebody just to hear me, you know, not even to really see me, but just to hear me, just so I know that I was going in the right direction.
Right.
And I've been in therapy for over a year now, and I'm going to tell you something, it's a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Definitely. Okay, the supporting characters of Nicole and Detective Raymond. Could you see yourself being one of them and helping Janiyah out?
Most definitely. And I say that because...
Even if you're about to lose your job because you're going above and beyond?
Yes. Yes, I will quit my job now if that person out.
Amen, real. Amen.
Because like I said, I know exactly how it is to be down. I know exactly how it is to be down.
Well, we all down right now, but we have been worse. I know. I know I have.
Yeah, I've been on the shelter twice. And staying with people. You understand? I'm grown with two kids, and I got to follow directions from another grown person.
Right, right. It's nothing like your understand? Own.
It's like, dang, I can't even duck the door when I want to duck the door. I got to ask for the long cold. Like, my G, I'm grown too.
Right, right.
Like, why you understand? Like, so, man, if I was Deanna Taylor. I'd have been, man. Listen, let me go in this. Let me go ahead and talk to baby girl. I know what's up. Let me
That's
go
what
ahead
I thought she was going to do at first. Like when she went to walk towards the door, I thought mm-hmm. that she was going to go in there once they opened the door. But I got it. How it played out, and I think that Tyler Perry took his time and really did good with that movie.
He is awesome. When I say awesome.
All three of them women played that part. Like, yeah. Nothing else.
And now you all realize Taraji.
That man, I was like, oh, girl.
Y'all realize Taraji always plays a sexy, seductive woman. And this one, she really had to get into character for.
You had to get into character.
Yeah. And y'all know one thing that I loved about how the police officers was listening. I loved how they was listening. Like, you know how when Tiana Taylor was sitting there having a conversation with her, you know, most of them would have been, you know, trying to get him out just to lock him up. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, right.
No, she was literally understanding everything she was saying. Then when she broke everything down to him, like, no, that police officer out there, he said, soon as he's, don't Give him a reason, he's gonna blow my brains out.
Right.
When she seen that Tiana Taylor jumped right on point and was like, we gotta find out who this police officer is. We gotta find out the police officer that wrote it. I'm so glad they
found
everything
yep.
she was saying. Because now they went back and they seen how he interrogated that woman.
And that's what she said. She said, you started this whole thing.
Because you was having a bad day. Because you want to be driving reckless.
Yep.
Because you're a police officer. Don't think that you have the right to do whatever you want to do. Because you're a police officer. Man, it don't cut that way. That's wrong.
It's
to be
really
honest,
wrong.
I hope Tyler Perry do make
I'm hoping to.
A straw too. Yes, because if he do that, oh my God.
And y'all do know why it was called straw, right?
Yes.
The meat.
Why do you say that? I'm curious. I mean, I have my idea. Why do you say that?
Because it's referring to it's your last straw.
No. Renee was saying. What Renee just said.
Renee said something about
it was. It's named straw because of the fact that it's down to your last straw.
Like you done had enough.
You at your wit's end, and
yeah, you're back up against the wall. It's like all your marbles gone.
You
feel me? Like,
well, if you go with that cliche, the straw that broke the camel's back, that was the last, that little tiny bit of weight. The last,
and that's true too.
Too much weight, I guess.
That's definitely true.
Yes, RC, that is true.
But that's why I have a different perspective on the police officer scene. You know, like, one thing I think as humans we gotta understand is that ultimately our actions or our reactions to actions have to be subjugated and have to be really paid attention to, because there are always going to be actions that are going to be against you here on this planet.
Right.
So, it would never be a last straw if we didn't allow things to build up or didn't make the necessary changes along the way to stop the straws from building up.
Very true.
Well, I think that's the problem.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
Now can I say something? Now that goes back to what I was saying, when people hold their tongue and mind their business, you understand, then it won't have to get like that.
You're right.
You understand, but you got some people out here that want to be in everybody's business, but don't want to mind theirs and be in their own business. You feel me? They want to keep up with the Joneses. They want to keep up with this person, but can't keep up with themselves.
I always say, mind the business that pays you.
Yeah, no, that's like, true. And no, what everybody eat, it don't make you go to the bathroom. G.
That's true. But see, that's true. To an extent, because being that we live in a society, there are some things that we cannot just ignore because they affect you or not.
That's true.
All right, let me give you just a natural example. Let's say you have two or three groups of people that live along a river line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to live upstream, right? Somebody has to live downstream.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Whatever the people upstream are doing to the water are going to affect the people downstream. Should the people downstream ignore what's going on if it affects them? Say they get their water. Have y'all ever seen the movie, I think it's called Platforms?
Mm-hmm. I have not.
It was like where people could, like, it was like 99 floors. And the food, it started at the 99th floor. If you were at the 99th floor, you was good. But it stopped at every floor, and you could eat whatever you could gorge, whatever you want. So whatever was left on the bottom, the people on the bottom, that's what they had to eat. But they switched up the floors every so often.
Oh.
Like every, what do you mean, how they stopped at the food, how they fed them, like what floor they went to?
Yes. Like it was 99 floors, right? So at the top floor, the whole scene was, the table was like hooked up with like all the food, everything was fixed perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So they allowed the people on 99th floor to eat whatever they wanted to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the amount of time that was allotted to them. Then it would go to the 98th floor. Then they would eat, and it would go like that. So they were asking people to be courteous. Now, they had two people on each floor. They took the suggestions of every person what their favorite food was, and that was what was on the table.
Oh, okay.
The thing was, people were thinking, you won't mess with what I made the decision to have. But that's not how it worked. People on the top floor were like, sweet potatoes. I didn't ask for sweet potatoes, but shoot, I'm gonna eat all these sweet potatoes.
I'm gonna eat them.
Right, right.
I have to.
Right.
So when it got down to the lower floors, it was stuff left that people didn't even like. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yep, I got it.
It was like scraps.
I'm gonna have to watch that show because that seems interesting.
That was a movie, Roisin.
I think it's called Platform.
I have to look. But if you just Google movie with floors and people eating, I guarantee you'll get it. It'll come up.
Okay.
They made two of them.
Okay.
It's one and a two. But see, my point on that was to say that, you know, like, on a lot of things we can ignore, but some things we have to have order and structure.
Right.
Or there'll be a problem. Mm-hmm. That's why I brought up with the water. Because
right, right.
Upstream, they don't care. They're drinking the water. The water's clean, and then they pissing in it and defecating in it, and it's going downstream.
So
it gets down to the bottom where they got to have water too, but they can't have it because it's messed up.
Just like somebody told me today, that in the harbor, you're going to be able to swim in. It's going to be like a beach.
Right.
I'm not going in the inner harbor.
Who would go in there? But there's people that already went in there.
It's tourists that's going to go in there, not the people that's here. The locals ain't going in there.
Right. And so it is some people that will make the decision to go in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like me wouldn't go in the water because I feel like it's not clean.
How many bodies they done found in the harbor?
All of us don't think alike, so we think
that's the point. That's the
all of us don't think alike, so we think it's different. So we can't criticize somebody else because they're doing something because they think different. What Trina would do is maybe not what they would do.
How do you deal with that? That's the question. How do you deal with that? Give me an idea, how you do. I have my own idea, but I'm just curious to see what somebody else is going to do.
How I would deal with it is that I probably wouldn't say anything. And the reason why I say I wouldn't say anything is because I don't know what mindset the other person is in. And I don't want to start a big debate or disagreement and stuff like that.
Now, what is that going to do to your mindset, Trina? Which straw is going to be the last one for you?
So I'm changing my mindset now. But I'm talking about prior to what I was thinking. Now, the straw would have been, why y'all going in that dirty water? Back then, it would have been, why y'all getting in that dirty water? Y'all going to be contaminated. Somebody told me today, men get yeast infected. So I've been like, you're going to get a yeast if you go in there. You're a guy, but you still can get yeast infected. So I would have said all kinds of stuff. But now, I probably would just be like, I might say, hey, you know, that's not the cleanest water. And then not go on with the conversation. Just say it's not the cleanest water. And just leave it alone.
All right. I can respect that. Because it's not affecting you personally.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, can I play a devil's advocate?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I am too.
Okay, so now your grandchild, they want
to
go in the war.
They go to war.
Okay. Oh, what? Wait a minute now. What happened to you?
Because you're talking about my seed now.
No, like, he's asking you. Like, you got to put yourself in that situation.
Like, if my grandchild wanted to go in the water, what would I say to him?
Yeah.
I'd be like, baby, that water is nasty.
But mommy, but grandma, everybody's going in there.
Well, we're not everybody. Mm-hmm. So we got to think about ourselves.
And I'm not you, grandma.
We got to be...
But I am thinking for myself.
Okay, we got to be a leader, not a follower. Yep.
Grandchildren ain't thinking like that. Yeah.
And that's it. Can I say something? Because... y'all know Nate and T, y'all know my kids.
Who mugged the mess out of me today.
They tell you in a heartbeat, oh, that water dirty. Oh, them people crazy. I'm not getting in that dirty water because I'm not going to be getting sick.
And I agree now. I agree with y'all. Don't get me wrong. I agree with y'all because there's a... My motto is, if there's a possibility for failure, why put yourself in that position to fail? So I agree. I would say you're grand, but now, there's going to be a part, it's a human part, this is what I'm trying to make a point, that eventually, if you catch your grandchild in the water one day when you're not around, now you're pissed, and now you want to... You're going to want everybody to not have that ability to get in that water because it's nasty and it's not good for not just your people. Because remember, if you think about just your people, aren't we being selfish?
We are.
That makes sense.
Oh, gosh. You got a point there.
Hold on. Say that again. Say that again.
Got a point.
I respect what Gina said about it, because now you're messing with my people. And I respect that, right? But if you have knowledge, and the knowledge is, this is not good for just not my people. It's not good for anybody. That's why I don't want my grandchild going in there, because you can catch a disease in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but if you find your child sneaks to get in there, now your campaign is no longer just your child, because you know they're going to cross that line. Now the campaign goes to, why don't you close that shit down, period.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
See, but it wouldn't even got that far, because let me tell you why. Before I even knew that it was contaminated, and before even people would, I'd let people know, look, it's contaminated, don't even go in the water. You go in the water, you're going to die, you're not even going to be with your family.
Yeah, but that's
I'm one of those. You're right. So, but...
We come in full circle now, right?
But hold on. But can't nobody say you ain't tell nobody anything.
That's true.
That's true. Now, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
So once you let it be known, and you let it out there, guess what? It's on the other person, because you grown, and I threw it out there to you. Now, it was your choice to catch the fish and get on out of there, but you chose to drown and go deep in, and now guess what? You're stuck in a situation, and you can't get yourself out of it, and I can't help you.
And the only way
I told you about me helping you is I told you, do not go in that water. But you chose because you was grown.
Mm-hmm.
So you wanted to go in the water. But guess what? Just because you grown don't mean you can't listen.
But it's
always good to listen.
That's
this
point. So we went to the beach one day.
That part.
And I can't swim. And so I told my granddaughter, I said, hey, don't go. But so far in the water, because Nana can't come out there to get you. And so I told her, I said, if you go far out there in the water, a shark gonna get you. And so she was out to the point where I knew I wasn't going out there. So I said, well, who's going to go get her? And everybody said, well, you told her not to go out there in the water and she can swim. Well, wait a minute. I understand what y'all are saying, but somebody needs to go out there and get her and bring her little boy back in, because now I'm upset. And so when she got back on the thing, the first thing she said is, Nana, I apologize for not listening to you. I should not have went out that far, because I thought that you were going to come out and get me. I said, so were you going to save me? And so I had to think about it, like, I'm saying this to a child. Like, Karina, Think about it. She's looking at you as a savior. She's not looking at you as, okay, you know, because she can't swim, she's really not going to come out here and get me. Right. But what I was thinking at the time was about me. Like, if I go out there, I'm going to drown. And so the point is that we have to make, like this, I can't call you the shiver. I'm trying. Like the shiver said, if we tell somebody something that don't do it, and they do it, then that's like their decision.
It's on them. Like, but if it's a
kid, I think otherwise if it's a kid.
And that's why now, and with children, that's why you put your foot down. You stand 20 toes down with them children, because they are children. And if the children don't like it, then guess what? You won't go. Mm-hmm. If you don't follow these rules that I give you, see, I'm old school. I'm a 90s baby. Mm-hmm. You understand?
I'm a 70s baby.
So I'm a 70s baby, too.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we
just had different eras. And see, like, you know, back when I was growing up, like, the teachers could beat us, the neighbors could beat us and correct us. Like, and we knew that when the street lights came on, we knew that we had to be in the house at a certain time. But some of us did not want to listen to that. And so some of us had to suffer consequences.
Of course.
I'm one of them. I'm going to say I was hard-headed.
I was hard-headed, too.
Because I felt like if my friends was outside, I was going to be outside, too. So,
there, that's my point.
influences has a lot to do
exactly.
with
that peer pressure.
You see somebody do something. Yeah, peer pressure is a mother. I'm learning as I'm older. Now, as I'm older, because once I got over 50 years old, even before I got over 50, I just was to the point where so I was like, okay, I'm too old for this, or I'm too old for that, or to be doing that. But, y'all, sometimes my mindset go back to, like, when somebody say something to me, I be like, oh, you got the wrong one. Let's correct this now. But you can't approach everybody in that way. Like, you got to deal with them as if, you know, treat somebody the way you want to be treated. And so that's the first thing I say to people. I be like, hey, the way you talking to me, I would never talk to you. Treat me like, you know, I'm treating you. And then some of them, they'll be like, oh, I apologize. You know, that was on my bed. I had a bad day. And so, you know, that movie was a good, even my grandkids watched it. So that movie was something that I think that it was good to be picked apart, because the kids, we even asked the kids, like, what y'all thought about this? Like, and so it was a real interesting movie. Like, I pray that he makes a part two, because part one, I sit up here and watch it all the time.
Even if it's about her being in jail, seeing how she handled her depression and anxiety in jail.
And so that's what got me at the end. That's why I think it's going to be a part two, too. Because all we see her doing is going in the police car. Now, I can say this, y'all. I can say this. When she told her story on that camera, and she realized all those people was out there supporting her, that made me so happy, because it showed how, and it wasn't only our race out there, it was different races out there coming together as one. If we could do that as people, we would be a powerful people. We would be really, really powerful.
All right, I have a couple more questions, and it looks like we're going to be winding down. We don't know if Justine will be able to extend our time or not, because she only said it for an hour tonight. But this question right here, do you believe Taraji was the best pick for this character?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. For sure. Definitely.
Yeah, I can't see.
And I'm gonna tell you, if y'all think about it, right? If y'all watched What was that? Taraji Gleat, when it was her Madea, and she was singing, and she had to take
care of bed all by myself.
Yes, when y'all could tell, I already knew she had that role in her when she was playing that role.
Yeah,
that depression role and everything. Yeah, I loved it. You understand? Everything was everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so original. With everything being an illusion in the movie, how do you feel about when she found out from her mom that her daughter died last night, as if she didn't remember or it never happened?
Went back to her mental stage, because as they plan it and they showing her with the blanket with no child inside of the blanket, and she's crying, because I couldn't figure out why the doctors came out in the hallway at the beginning. But now I see, because they were trying to make sure that she was okay, but she was crying so deeply holding the blanket. That's where it started at, where she had the illusion that her child was really in that blanket.
Now, walking down that hallway in that hospital, man, that was her last straw right there. That was the last straw.
That's the hardest thing. If you've ever been in that position, that is the hard. So if you ever been in a position where you went to the hospital and you had a baby and you didn't come home with that baby, even if the baby is in NICU, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. And so
people don't realize that. That's a hard situation. So, yeah, it was a very good movie. And I'm praying for part two.
All right, Justine, what about writing a script so we can do a play?
I wrote a play for us, off of the Madea thing when we was in the shelter, and y'all, it turned out so good. Like, when I say it turned out so good,
and I think I still have that script in my room.
It was really good. I know I have it in me, but that took a lot out of me to write that for everybody.
And I had to rewrite it so everybody had their own paper.
yes. So, it turned out real good. Now, I wouldn't mind, you know, we had the time. I wouldn't mind to do something like that because it shows. It shows what a lot of people go through.
Yes.
And not only women, do you know that when men don't get to bring their children home, that hurts them too?
Yes.
Like, they're part of the situation too, so, you know. Uh-oh, somebody dropped. Oh, no, they didn't. Okay. My eyes was deceiving me. Original Nate, you got any more questions?
No, I think we answered all of them. I was reading through the ones I didn't ask, but we all dabbed into those answers too, like how in your mind can you relate and what message did you receive from the movie? You know, we all answered that in our own little way with the other questions. I don't know what I'm doing next Thursday on the podcast, so y'all stay tuned to our social medias, or Saturday on the radio, I might have a topic by then and let y'all know about next Thursday.
I got some ideas. I'm going to text you. I'm going to hit you on the back again. I got some ideas.
Thank you very much. And
you're welcome.
Just T, you're doing Saturday with the kids in their summer, correct?
Yeah, we having kids on there about their summer.
So, Deshira, you need to get the number so you can call in with your kids.
Yeah. So we are looking at the kids this weekend, just for them to tell us about what grade they're going to next. If they think it's a hard grade or not, and what they're doing for the summer.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, guys. I thank you very much for coming on tonight. Next time.
Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it was a pleasure.
Thank y'all for coming on. We appreciate y'all.
Yes, but we're going to get ready to log off, and we will definitely have you guys back on with the next.
Recording stopped.
I stopped the recording. That's fine.
All right, guys.
I just stopped the recording.
So we're going to sign off. I'm going to about to stop our recording, too. We're signing off with Real Talk Podcast with Original Nay and...
Jess T.
Now, listen to us wherever you follow your podcast, and we hope that you subscribe, like, share, and review. Thank you.